So I started doing record shows at Ordock Brewing Company 12 years ago, and I came up from the Detroit area to see if anybody cared about buying records in Marquette, and we were really pleased when a whole bunch of people came in and bought a whole bunch of records. So in one evening, I left a couple hundred LPs behind in Marquette, and I said, "Whew, that was pretty good." So I came up and did it again, and did it a couple times, and then it started to get bigger and more fun, and I needed somebody to do it with me, and I thought, who better than my old friend John? So I contacted him and said, "Would you be interested in joining me at the record?" And before I could finish it, he said, "Yes." And here we are 12 years later.
It's very fortuitous because it was around the 4th of July holiday that we started having the conversations. So this is kind of an unofficial anniversary of sorts.
Yeah, that's right.
This takes place starting, what, Thursday through Sunday?
That's right. Thursday, July 3rd through Sunday, July 6th. Open to close upstairs each day. So we'll be there at noon, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We'll be there until 11 o'clock, give or take, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and 5 o'clock, again, give or take, on Sunday.
Is there any admission to come to the show?
There's only one ticketed show. There's live music every day, Caleb, during this event, and there's one ticketed show. It's $10. It's the Charlie Millard Band is having a record release party, and I believe that's says it right there in front of you, Saturday night. All the other events, the live music is free to check out, and the record show is free as well.
What kind of records? Everything and anything?
Yeah, I mean, everything you see in front of you right here. This is, you know, just a fraction of what we're going to have there. It's about 10,000 total records, everything from ABBA to Zappa. A lot of old favorites, but a lot of new discoveries as well. New sealed records, but also gently used records from all genres. And we really pride ourselves on having something for everyone. So, you know, a lot of the legacy artists from the past 50 or 60 years, but also new artists as well.
Are you buying records during the show?
Always happy to look at people's collections. The best time to come in with your records is early in the day when it's a little bit quieter and the lighting is better. If you have a really big collection and you don't want to drag them all the way downtown to downtown Marquette, you can contact me, 906-373-6183. Be happy to talk to you about your collection. We love to rehome records. If you have records that you're not listening to that are clean, or CDs or any other music memorabilia, we'd love to look at it and offer you what we can. So, you know, everyone's invited to come check this out. We've had everybody there from newborn babies to grandmas and grandpas and everybody in between. And again, like you said, everybody's welcome. And we hope that everybody finds something interesting there.
You do quite a few of these throughout the year and throughout the state.
We do events at Ordock Brewing Company typically five times a year. This year, we were at the end of March, Memorial Day. It's 4th of July. We'll be there again at Labor Day and Halloween, and then we'll take some time off to regroup.
Start with we'll do it again on Labor. Yeah.
So it's 4th of July weekend this week. We'll be there Labor Day weekend, and that's actually a 5-day event. We include Monday that weekend, and then we'll be back at Halloween for 4 days again, and then we'll take some time off in Marquette anyway until the spring. We do some shows around Lower Michigan and the surrounding areas. And if you're interested in knowing more about that, you can check us out on Instagram at Emporium featuring Vintage Vinyl. That's John, or Michigan Records. That's me on Instagram. You're also welcome to use that phone number John gave you earlier to give him a call, and he can tell you about our upcoming events. Or look us up at Jeff and John's Record Show group on Facebook. And anytime we have an event at ORDOC, there's going to be an event page for that. So if you search Jeff, G-E-O-F-F, Jeff and John, J-O-N, Jeff and John's Record Show on Facebook, you'll find our past events, which will also lead you to our current ones.
So why ORDOC? Why was that the location?
Well, I think that, you know, it was really fortuitous timing with Jeff's brother Mike starting Dia de los Tacos, the taco truck, starting to serve and sell tacos there, which led to the opportunity to have records upstairs. And it started with just a few tables by the fireplace at the entrance, and it's expanded to a 4 or 5 day event. We have thousands of people that come through, and we have people that drive from all four corners of the UP, all over the upper Midwest, people from Minnesota, all over the place.
How's it going?
Good.
Mind if we come in?
Yeah.
We're actually closed today, but if you want to take
a anything else?
You know, we just really appreciate all the people of Marquette and all the people that come to visit Marquette, visiting with us and talking about the stuff they're interested in, and letting us share our interests with them. You know, we see a lot of old friends during the weekend, people we've known for 50 years in some cases, and we tend to make new friends just about every time we're in town. And, you know, people, as you know, people have made Marquette a destination in the last few years, and for some, Record Show has become a part of that, and we're really happy about that because, you know, we can't do it without you.
Anything else, John?
Well, I think, you know, again, this is a must-attend event. You know, it's one of those things where we can't put into an interview everything that you're going to find and see. And every day there are new things, every event there are new and different things. And people come back, you know, arrive early for Best Selection on Thursday, of course, but then keep coming back over the 4 day event. And we really would love to see everybody out there. Thank you very much for the support.
All right.